Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're momming today with Alina Villasante, the creator of Peace Love World. Alina, welcome.
Welcome. Hi. How are you? I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you. Another mom of three, although you have older children. You now work with your children on your brand, a lifestyle brand called Peace Love World. And I saw this pitch that I got from your publicist, and it spoke to me. Because you've traveled the world, you collected things from here and there, and you said, I got to do something with this. You know, you spend all those decades just living life, finding similarities between people, and you built that into a fashion brand.
And yeah, and it wasn't really a conscious decision. I think it was a subconscious that, you know, there's so much experience by traveling the world and meeting all kinds of people, all religions, all everything. And what I really realized was that everybody really longs for the same thing, no matter where they come from or what they believe. You know, we're all looking for the same thing, to feel loved, to love others, to be seen and heard. And yeah, I was in the aviation business and I was just kind of dabbling into what I do now as a hobby that turned into my life. So, yeah, it was a nice little surprise in my 40s.
When your hobby turns into your life, is it something you can still enjoy? Because I've got tons of hobbies that I always say, well, maybe I should do that. And then I feel like if it became my job, it would just take the fun out of it.
No, that's not true, though. But what I always say that the first 5 years of building a business are actually the hardest and the best, because you're so hands-on. You don't have like all the people doing things for you and all that. So it's really great. And yeah, it is, because look, business is hard, whether it's your hobby or whether it's what pays your bills. It's just hard. The highs, the lows, the pivoting, everything you have to do. But when it is your hobby, it's almost like, you know, we all come to this earth with a gift, and it's our job is really identifying what that gift that was given to us is. And if we're lucky enough to turn it into our life, which in my case is very work-life balance, I feel very blessed. It doesn't mean it makes it any easier. It's just that you're almost natural at doing it because it was your hobby and it's what you love and it was your passion and it came from your gut. It's got grit. It's got everything you can imagine. So it really is more natural than a task that you have to take, you know, accomplish.
Gut and grit. You know, you're the designer, creator, owner of a lifestyle brand. Not many people get to say that. What describe that lifestyle? What is it that people are buying into, that you're selling?
It's funny, when my mom talks to people about me and she kind of does what you just did, I'm like, wow, that's me. So a lifestyle brand means that, you know, I created a brand really based on emotion. Nothing was done intentionally or consciously. It was really done subconsciously. And I started putting a symbol on these, let's just say I started on paper on the computer. And I don't know what I was imagining at the time. I was running my aviation company, but I remember going to a party that I gave my cousin a birthday party, and a friend of mine came and she made me a shirt that said, I am love. Because I made this for you because you are love. And I was like, oh my God, that's what matches the symbols I've been doing. And there you go. That moment, you know, like Oprah says, that aha moment was, it just came together. I felt like I really had something. And, you know, to have any product that's great, you have to feel it yourself first before you can have anybody excited about it, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it really took off so big in the world because it was an emotion. It was an emotion on pretty things. The design was pretty. It was contemporary. It was to the point. you're either love, peace, happy, chaos, or blessed. And I was very fortunate to launch something unintentionally right before the holidays in 2008 that the world was hungry for. The timing was unbelievable. I can't tell you that if I would have done this in another time, that it would have been, you know, as successful as it was. Facebook was very relevant at the time. My kids were in high school. They were very popular. I lived in an amazing community, and I think community is a big part of launching anything, because if your community loves it, you know that that's kind of like your board of directors to start. So it was a very unexpected, exciting development of a lifestyle brand.
It's funny, you're saying everything that was relevant in 2008 that created this fortuitous circumstance for you, but I was thinking financial crisis and disaster, and maybe people gravitating towards I am love, I am peace.
Yeah, because what happens is, and I always say this, you know, I'm very in touch with what's going on in the world. And every season that I create a line, I feel what's going on. So, you know, if there's wars, people are looking for peace. If people are making money, they're looking for love and to feel happy. Also, when times are tough, people are turning a little bit more to their religion or to spirituality. And I always feel kind of what everybody's needing at the time, because I'm also needing it. And my community's needing it. My peers around me are needing it. My family's needing it. So whenever I go into, like right now, I'm doing August, September of next year. And I'm like, you know, what are we feeling? So that line's going to be about emotions and feelings, because I do think we're in a very vulnerable, sensitive place right now as a world, not just a community.
So what does that look like if it were a logo, for instance?
So my logo is always the same, but what I do is I put little reminders on the garments, whether they be inside the jacket, on the wrist, on the collar, or just, you know, emblazed on a t-shirt. It's about everything will be okay, or good things are coming, or I woke up happy today. You know, little things like that, that I want to remind people that there is hope and things will get better when times are a little bit darker than others.
Alina, how do you know that? How do you know what we're feeling? I mean, do you have like focus groups? Do you read a lot of news, or it's just this feeling that you get?
I think it's my gift. My mom and I talked about this week, and I said, you know, my greatest gift that God gave me was intuition,
your
and
gut,
empathy, and gut. And I just feel, and when I'm not feeling, it worries me, because sometimes you have to go into a little bit of a dark place to feel. Sometimes creativeness comes from the darkest places, or, you know, you're only as happy as your saddest child, or, you know, whatever could be happening. And Yeah, I just know. I think that more than a designer, I mean, I think I have great fashion taste. I mean, that's what I think in my little jury.
That's okay.
But I think that
that's all that matters.
Well, I told my mom, I go, Mom, I'm a visionary. And she goes, but how? I go, I don't know. I think that that's the one gift that God gave me, was to be a visionary and to understand what people need and what people are feeling. And I try to give them that through fashion.
Yeah. And they're buying it. We're going to have more on We're Momming Today with Alina Villasante right after this quick break.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
We're back on We're Momming Today. Alina, you just said you're always as happy as your saddest child.
You have Sorry. Child.
Okay. So you've got three children, all in their 30s.
Yes.
And so
yes.
you've been through the whole process.
Yes.
It's just, I have three young children.
How old are your kids?
18 months, 4, and almost 7. So I got a lot of little
problems.
So one
thing I'm going to tell you is they're born with their personality, by the way.
Oh, geez.
You'll know. Yeah, they really are. I mean, they don't really change that part so much, but yes. And you were saying?
Oh, God. Well, that scares me for one of them at least. You know, how do you get through the preteen years, the teenage years? How do you guide them and make sure that they're happy so you're happy as a result?
I really have a great answer for that. And I truly believe, and I was going through a separation when my kids were a little bit younger. I always say pay now or pay later. You know, you've got to be present. You've got to pay attention. You've got to lead from a place of love always. And even things like, look, my oldest son, I punished him a lot because he just wanted to be outside. He's an athlete. And, you know, and then I look back, I'm like, he goes, I'm never going to punish my kids.
Wait, what was a punishment in your eyes? Like, what was a typical punishment?
Oh, you know, like he couldn't be on his phone or he couldn't go to a party. And it just made him crazy. And it wasn't the best decision. If I had to go back, I would have done it different. But I will tell you, I was always present. I never missed any of their sports or dance recitals or anything, even working. I would run out of work. And I mean, it was a really crazy life. But I think that when you lead from a place of love and also allow them to be themselves, because especially you that are starting now, you know, we come from a little bit of a different generation, especially my parents, where everybody wants you to be a certain thing. Watch them and watch what their gift is, because it's right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And allow them to kind of go in that direction and guide them into going in that direction. Because you can't make an artist a lawyer. You can't make a painter a, you know, a plumber. You know what I'm saying? So, like, watch and see where they kind of gravitate to and what they're really liking, and accept them and lift them and celebrate them and just love them for who they are and allow them to be themselves.
And apparently don't punish them. I'm kind of getting stuck on that, because if you listen to my parents or my in-laws,
you can punish.
Apparently we parent too easy. And you know, you need to take something away and really take it away. And when you tell them to do this, they need to do that. And I'm like, oh, if only it were that easy. So are you actually making the argument that your punishments didn't work? They weren't effective?
I don't think they didn't work, but I think that he was just a child that was very athletic, very outdoorsy. He wanted to be moving all the time. And, you know, and I see that in him now. I mean, every day he leaves work as a 35-year-old married man. He does a sport every single day. He's a leader of a million teams, whether it be hockey, aww, basketball. Yeah. And I see that now. And I'm like, this kid didn't need to be in a room, not going to a party. Right. So it's kind of understanding that he was just a very active child. And then my second child, I would give him a birthday party, and the first present that came through the door, he'd go in the room, shut the door, and build Legos. So he was just a whole different. And then my daughter, when we were picking high schools, all her friends went to one school, and she picked another school. And I'm like, but why don't you want to go to that school? She said, because I want to be different. And so, you know, I always say you need two lives to kind of understand these things. But I think as adults, and even, you know, older teenagers, I came to the realization that you know, there are ways. So what would have been a better way? I mean, maybe there wasn't a better way, and maybe that was the only way to teach him. But he just told me one day, I'm never punishing my kids. And I went, oh, my God, did I do that wrong?
Please. Well, it sounds like he turned out great. So maybe you were right all
along.
He's
great. Yeah, he turned out great.
So is your
they all turned out great.
Well, your 30-year-old, I'm assuming that's Mia, and you work with Mia right now, correct? For the brand?
Yeah, and then she started her own, again, my little rebel. She wanted to, she was doing everything for Peace Love World. And then she started her own agency. Of course, she took my account with her, and she has like at least 10 other accounts, but I have to be priority. But at the same time, I had to let her grow. I had to let her shine. I can't just let her be like on my skirt, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a little hard sometimes, but I choose my words wisely. And yeah, there's times where I'm like, but I need this, but I need that. And I see that she's got a million other things going on, and I try to be a little, where maybe I would be a little different if it wasn't my family. But look, I've always worked with family, and there's this work-life beautiful balance about it, but it's also like walking on needles sometimes, because, you know, we're like a crazy bunch, and we're all very intense, and we're all very passionate. So I've kind of learned to step back a little bit and let everybody just be themselves.
Yeah, you know, if I wouldn't choose to work with family. I don't know how not to. Yeah.
You know, I feel
like
my dad ran my books.
Oh, really? Wait, so take me back. Your parents are Cuban, correct? And you were born in Cuba.
My parents are Cuban. My dad's 89. My mom's 82. I was born in Cuba. And my dad retired from Texaco Oil early. He was a controller. He took an early retirement package. And he worked for us in our aviation company for 20 years. And then he went to Peace Love World. And when COVID came, he just had to retire, which I know it killed him. It killed me. But he just couldn't come to the office anymore. But I tell you, he never missed a beat and he never made a mistake. And he just watched us, took care of us, watched our finances. Whenever he had to tell us something, it went inside an envelope with a highlighter and said personal, private, confidential. And he was just, he's just the most amazing man. But he kept us legal. He kept us, you know how you have to have all these permits for this and all the tax things. My dad just did it all.
What,
I think I drove him nuts.
Well, yeah, but his daughter is
an entrepreneur,
is living the American dream, right? You had a vision.
Yes.
As you said, you had the gut, you had the grit, and you built your brand. How old were you here?
I was, when you came 8 months
from
old
Cuba? Oh, baby.
I was 8 months old. We immigrated to New York. We lived in a 2-bedroom apartment from 3 kids to 5 kids. My parents kept their same job their whole life. My mom worked for Delta Airlines. In marketing, and my dad worked at Texaco Oil. They both retired from those companies. They raised 5 wonderful children because I have 4 brothers and I absolutely love them. And the 5 of us have a great relationship. My mom, you know, is always questioning, was she a good mother? She's like, was I a good mother? I go, Mom, look, we all love each other. Okay. You did a great job.
She really asked you that. I wish my mother would ask me that.
She asked me like every day. Was I a good mother?
Well, why does she, wait, hold on. Why does she want to know, Alina? Like, what, this is so strange.
Well, it's funny. Like, if one of my brothers doesn't call her, the mom, guys don't call. You got to call them, right? I mean, boys, you have to be more on top of, they're not, I mean, at least not my sons. They're not calling me every day.
So it's so interesting. Your sons, I think, are the normal. My brothers call my parents more than I do. And they make me look bad. We all speak to my parents like every day, but my brother will literally call all day long. With every update.
That's
like, oh,
so
dear.
Funny. My daughter's like that. She says I call her 20 times a day, but she calls me 20 times a day.
I love it. It's so sweet. The worst, though, because my mom calls me all day long. And she'll call every phone. And she'll leave a message that says literally, it's Mom, call me back, on every voicemail. And then we'll
send
an email.
That's so funny.
And I had to say to her, I'm like, please stop. Because I know you're not stalking me, but you're worrying me. Like, when you call every number, I get scared that something happened.
That's hilarious. Well, my mother doesn't do that. And I tell her, if we don't call her, she said, well, I'm not calling my children. In Cuba, we were the ones who had to call our grandparents and our parents. So she's still sticking to that.
Do they bring up
what it was? But I call her every day on my way home.
Do they bring up what life was like in Cuba throughout your childhood to give you an appreciation of your new life?
Yes.
What did they say?
They do. And you know, I do believe that in Cuba, family was, you know, everybody visited their parents and their grandparents, and it was just different. In America, and you see it in Europe too, in America, everybody's like running around building their American dream. And I think that even though we do have that family thing, because we have it very strong and very tight, you know, she probably went to her grandmother's house every single day. You know, because they all lived close to each other and the grandmother cooked for the mother. And, you know, and those days are just not here right now. It's a very different life here.
So I'm from Staten Island, New York, born and raised, and very Italian.
I'm from Queens.
Okay. And, when you go to my cousin's house, for instance, their mom is always over because the mom lives down the block and there's always someone to watch the kids and there's always food on the table. And it's this awesome feeling that I don't have in my life anymore just because we're busy people. We are doing something all the time. We're out and about, you know. And whenever I'm back home, and I don't live far, but, you know, when I am back, I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice. And this is totally random, but I'm looking at the Queen Elizabeth II, her funeral, or the lying state.
I know.
Everything leading up to the funeral. And it just takes you back to this different time when it wasn't all about you. It was about paying homage to someone else who put their country before themselves. Just this different time. And everything's now me.
You know, you're very right. And whenever I feel very me, I have to take a minute and really, look, in life, everything is about giving back. Giving back is really our responsibility. And I'm going to say this as, because this morning I was driving here thinking about this. You know, when I built my brand unconsciously, it's really about making people feel good, making people happy, making people be seen, making people be heard. And I have to tell you that I do work on that with my mother a lot more now than I ever did before. Because, you know, being a woman is hard. We have a lot of jobs. We have a lot expected from us. You know, we keep families together. We keep households together. We keep work together. All the things that we do while we're raising kids. But we have to remember that we are the core and the rock of our families. We really are. I have a cousin who lost his mom, you know, 20 years ago. They were all young, the five kids. And the five kids all fell apart. Nobody speaks to each other anymore. They had a beautiful, but we as moms, I don't care if you work and if you, all the things you have to do, you got to do it all. If you're going to choose to be a businesswoman and you're going to choose to be a mom and you're going to choose to be a daughter, that's the life you chose. You picked it. You made it. So you can't just kind of disregard. Like when I decided to, you know, get separated, you know, I had those three kids. They're my children. They should not pay the price for my decisions. So I kept our family together to this day. We don't do any holidays without each other. Their dad is very present in their life. He's one of my best friends in the world because I chose to have children. So everything you choose is your decision. You've got to find a way to multitask and keep it all together. You don't have to be perfect because look, even the people who think they're doing it perfect, they're going to look back and wish they would have done it a little bit different. But give your best and lead from a place of love all the time.
And as we wrap this up, Alina, where can we find your clothing, home goods? I'm trying to think of all the things that you sell.
So, yes. So my website is www.peaceloveworld.com. You can also find my items on QVC. And then my Instagrams are Peace Love Alina, my personal, Peace Love World, my brand. And then I also have a new one, Peace Love World Home, if you just want to follow home stuff.
Alina Villasante, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.